This podcast is brought to you by Focus Camera, located at 895 McDonald Avenue. Visit focuscamera.com.
You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, The Kosher Guru.
Good evening and welcome back, everybody. This is the newest and latest edition of The Nosh with your host, the one, the only, Kosher Guru and Team Kosher Guru. Thank you so much for joining us on the air. Yossi Spielberg Axelrod is in the green room tonight, heading and manning the controls in our bunker down below in Kosher Guru Nation. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another amazing episode. I want to thank Zev Brenner of Talkline Communications for making this happen, and all of our sponsors and fans out there for keeping our show going, our podcast going. We love having everybody part of us and part of our family, part of our nation. Guys, exciting news. Have you checked out on Facebook our Kosher Gurus, Kosher Nation Facebook group? We're almost at 12,000 members. That's right, 12,000 members. Great contests in there, great posts, lots of fun conversations. Check it out. Join today. Tell your friends if you have Facebook, you definitely want to join the fun and with us. And of course, follow us all over social media. A lot of great events coming up and a lot of great events that happened. Who's going to be at Citi Field on Sunday, this Sunday, for the OU Torah in the park, on the field? It's going to be awesome. The OU is putting together an amazing day of Torah, Rabbanim, Shirim, lectures. No matter what you want to hear, what you want to learn, what you want to listen to, it's going to be amazing, amazing Shirim. Check out, you could Google the OU event, Orthodox Union, Torah at Citi Field. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be there learning Torah and getting deep, deep, deep involved with so many shiurim. I can't wait for Sunday. But what we just had this week was insane. The Brisket King of New York City Championship returned last night, April 25th, for the seventh year to a very, very cool venue in Williamsburg. It was at 100 Kent Avenue. The place was cool. And there were so many people there. Ari White was there, Brisket King champion of 2016. Izzy Edelman of Swirly was there, Brisket King champion of 2017. And last night, Brisket King was crowned for 2018. Was it another three-peat in the kosher market, or was it not? But there were so many places that were there. Hill Country, Sultan, Bone Barbecue, Butcher Bar, Dinosaur Barbecue, so many non-kosher places. There were chefs from Toronto and England that came in and flew in. It was just amazing. There were celebrity judges, Dana Cohen from Food & Wine Magazine editor, Peter Kaminsky and Chef Grayson Schmitz, Nick the Meat Man was there. There was Solaris. Nick Solaris was there. Amazing celebrities were all there, and it was rocking it out. So we're going to take a brief break here, away from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to hear all of the interviews and hear all of the kosher participants, hear what they were serving, what they had to say about Brisket King 2018. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsors. Looking for the best prices on all of your photography, video, electronics, computer, and office needs? Check out Focus Camera today. Focus Camera, located at 895 McDonald Avenue in the Borough Park section of Brooklyn, New York. FocusCamera.com, 1-800-221-0828. Free expedited shipping in the New York tri-state area. Same day shipping on orders placed before 2 p.m. Call 1-800-221-0828 or order at FocusCamera.com. I have the honor of being here with Brisket King champion 2017, Swirly Izzy Edelman, Izzy Smokehouse, Izzy's Barbecue Addiction, the grand champion. Izzy, let me ask you a question. How did winning Brisket King change your life?
It changed it a lot, actually. We started to get major publicity in the non-kosher world as well. We did shows with Eater, we did it with Thrillist, and it really started to grow our band out of the Jewish world as well. Really cool. We're sort of recognized now in the non-kosher world as well. Which is really awesome.
So let's take a step back up 3 years ago. So last year you were, or really two, 3 years ago, last year you were the champion. The year before, you were runner-up, yep. I understand.
Yeah, to Ari White. White. Yeah, the champ.
But before that, did you even know about this competition? Did you know anything?
No, we knew about it. I knew that Hometown won the year before that and Ducks Eatery before that, but I haven't ever been to one of those competitions. So even in coming in, even coming in the first year at the competition and getting second place was like, holy crap. And I said, next year, that's it. I have to win. Next year, and thank God, Baruch Hashem.
And you train yourself. You had in your head that you were going to rock it out.
Committed.
And that's what it is.
It's commitment. That's it.
What is having that belt, that, you know, under your belt, that plaque, that trophy of Brisket King 2017, what does it mean to the smoking or barbecue or to the food world?
I think it means a lot. It shows that you aren't just some other kosher restaurant that's out there. You show that, yeah, you could actually compete with the non-kosher ones as well. And it's a respect we get from them.
A major, major respect. But besides that, you have so much respect as being the number one smokehouse in the kosher scene. People are flocking to you, driving to you from all over. Where I remember you told me when we first spoke that you started in your house. You started, you know, as you went to Ari White, you saw what was out there. And you had this passion, this fire inside your soul that was just lit.
I'm blessed. I'm just blessed, man. That's it.
Are you blessed or blessed to be stressed?
Both. Yeah.
But when people come to you, when they flock to you, when they see you, you are a foodie, kosher foodie, or just a foodie now, celebrity. Has that changed you, or do you just keep doing what you're doing and love the food that you're putting out on a daily basis?
I think one of the things that the difference between me and other restaurants is that, you know, up till now, you know, when you heard of a restaurant, you don't know really who's behind it, the soul behind it. I feel like, you know, people know me personally, you know, and being the owner of the restaurant as well, so people have a much more connection as opposed to other restaurants. I think that's a big factor.
You chill with the people, they come in, the patrons, you sit down with them. I've seen them, you have a beer with them, you sit, you schmooze, you relax.
It's fun. Listen, I enjoy it, they enjoy it. I want them to be happy.
Any interesting menu ideas? Any new interesting menu dishes? I should say on the menu now we could come and try anything new and creative.
So we actually pretty much have every day we're doing our house sausages. Ooh. Every day we're smoking them in house. We also have some of these cool pulled beef egg rolls as well. We're serving pastrami on a weekly basis. And
pastrami's
well.
On a weekly basis now.
At least once a week we're having pastrami now. You have to follow us on Instagram to find out which day. And
what's the handle that we got to follow?
Izzy's BBQ.
Okay, got to make sure to follow it.
And usually have burnt ends, but we're constantly trying to perfect the brisket. You know, the day you think you got it, you know, you don't. You got to keep working every day.
So let me ask you a question. You're here as the king this year. You're still the king. No one has been crowned the king yet of 2018, still walking in the door. Do you have any responsibilities here? Do you have to do anything or just chill and hang out?
You know, I'm here for 1 year to actually enjoy the event. The past few years, I've been stressed the week before, trying to nail it. This year is just all about fun and meeting the people and speaking to people. That's about barbecues, the camaraderie, the respect for one another. No one's trying to fight with anybody. It's all about everyone having fun because they're all doing something that they have a passion for.
Now, I see the judges are trying to get you in. So before you go, let us all know, where is Izzy's Barbecue located? So people, if you're living under a rock and you haven't been there yet, you better go run. But if you're not sure where it is, where are you located?
We are in Crown Heights, 397 Troy Avenue in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York.
Awesome. It's always an honor and a pleasure speaking with you, Izzy. Have a great day and keep rocking it out.
Awesome.
So we're back with the founder of Brisket King, the competition, Jimmy Carbone. Let's hear how it began. Tell us what's going on over here.
Okay. Well, I'm here with my buddy Jake Schiffman, who's worked at the Food Network Kitchen a long time. We've been buddies a long time, worked on some different food events over the years. And many years ago, he always said, what
many,
did he say?
Many years ago.
He said, Jimmy,
we should do a brisket event.
And I was always like, nah. But we were always interested in New York City food traditions. And, you know, brisket really has fit into me because of, like, New York City's Jewish, Italian, braised beef. I wasn't really a barbecue fan. Were you a barbecue guy back then?
I've always liked barbecue, but I feel like since Brisket King, I've been, like, seeking out barbecue a lot more.
And that's what's been exciting is we've really gotten to know the scene, because the first year, John Brown Smokehouse won. The second year, it was the some of the new barbecue guys, Brisket Town and Mighty Quinn's won. They were just starting.
Right.
And then the next year, this guy, Duck's Eatery, Will Horowitz, who's doing crazy things at Harry and Ida's now and pastrami, he did a dry-aged brisket, which was, almost like, you know, brajol, air-dried beef, whatever that is. And then things really picked up. Billy Journey won 2015. Like, wow, there's like real Texas-style barbecue. And then the kosher guys, 2016, Ari White
won,
who had been done it a year before and really impressed people. And Izzy's Smokehouse, the year Ari won, Izzy's came in second.
Right.
And then Izzy won last year. So now this year, it's crazy. There's a Main House Barbecue.
And now I feel like we're coming full circle with sort of the smaller guys coming back.
Correct.
Like, we hit like an uphill with like a bunch of the big dogs. And now everyone loves to make brisket so much that I feel like we got a bunch of amateur guys here. So
how many years has the competition been going down?
You know, he says it's like 7th or 8th annual. I feel like it's 9th or 10th. I don't know. We don't even really keep track. It's the first one we ever... The first first one we ever really did was a really small one at Jimmy's.
At Jimmy's place himself.
Yeah.
And how did it become, after almost 7, 8, 9 years, how does it become such a prestigious award where people wear this as like the king of brisket, and they market it, they advertise it? This is like huge.
It's become like a thing. It's the brisket king of New York City, but I feel like it's going to explode into something bigger and bigger and bigger, and maybe we'll start exploring, you know, we want to get people from all over to really come here. And we actually have these guys, I just tried their brisket, from Toronto.
Oh, wow.
Cherry, I think they're called Cherry Street. Amazing. Amazing, amazing.
And now that this has even become such a huge event in the kosher world, where the people come in and pay to not only participate, to come and check out the event as well.
So it's funny you say that. So I grew up kosher, okay? I grew up in a conservative kosher home, separate dishes, all that kind of thing. I grew up with my mother and my grandmother's making briskets, and that's kind of why I love brisket. And every year, there's always someone who does like a Jewish style or a braised brisket, which is always really wonderful. But there is this amazing thing of the smoke ring of the brisket that I feel like Izzy's last year just blew it away, and it's amazing to see. It's amazing to see how kosher brisket has come from a braised to a smoke and all that kind of thing.
Into the real world has it been introduced.
Yeah.
Very cool. So I want to thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be very, very excited to see who will be Brisket King 2018 this year. Thank you so much for rocking it out over here in Williamsburg, New York.
Thank you so much.
Brisket King 2018 is underway here. We're in Williamsburg, New York, and this is amazing what's going on over here. If you watch the live video, you would have seen the feed, you would have seen the hype. We just went outside with the team. It's too loud inside. Went outside with a team from Main House Barbecue from Brooklyn, New York, and they are rocking it out over here. Guys, tell us all what you're doing this year at Brisket King 2018, what you're presenting, and the thoughts behind it.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Teddy, and I'm here with my partner, Richie.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're making a plov, which is a dish that our parents grew up eating when they were younger. And we obviously did the same thing because they brought it with them to America when they came from the former Soviet Union. It's a dish made with smoked lamb, some rice, some carrots, some sautéed onions. And we're going to top it with some of our brisket that we make in-house.
So let me tell you something. Zindy's cousin, Brian Mermelstein, is a good friend of mine. We went to eat plov the other week in Queens, and he's been telling me all about his mother's plov, his cousin's plov, this cousin's plov, that cousin's plov. I don't know whose cousin's plov, but that's what he's been talking about. He actually sent me the video that you guys posted today that you're making the plov over for this event. Tell me a little bit about why you chose plov. You said it in all tradition, you said everything else, but tell me really why you chose plov and the thought process behind it and what it means to your family.
So what we really want to do is stand out from what everyone else is doing here today. So we thought, let's take brisket, which is why we're really all here today for our smoked brisket. At the same time, show what smoked meat from our parents and our ancestors looked like. So bringing those two cultures together is what our goal is here. Like, at the end of the day, brisket, plov are simple dishes. They're meat. There might be a few ingredients with it, but that's really it. It's meat, the smoke, and all those other ingredients paired together. So that's why we really want to bring those two cultures together and showcase that.
And what's very interesting that a lot of people don't realize of Brisket 2018 or Brisket King competition in general is that we're not all smoking briskets and we're not all being ranked and scored on the exact same item. The idea is that each and every dish has to showcase brisket. And being Main House, that you guys are a smokehouse down in Brooklyn, New York, you took an entire cool yet different take on that brisket. I mean, you have your brisket, but you have plov, which is what Main House is all about, because Main House, the name Main House comes from where, guys? Tell us a little bit about the history.
So the four of us grew up with each other in the bungalow colony since the early 1980s, called Carpathian Homes. And in Carpathian Homes, there used to be this big house in the middle of the bungalow colony called the Main House. And everyone would meet up there in the morning. We'd hang out there on Shabbos, you know, after dinner and after lunch. And that's the place where we all sat and hung out together, and we had a barbecue and we just schmoozed. So we decided, let's create that environment again, which is why we created Main House Barbecue.
And that's insane. So you took that tradition of the Carpathian Homes, summer homes. You took the tradition of plov, which you guys grew up with and being a traditional food. You brought it to Brisket King 2018. I wish all of you good luck. I know you didn't get to turn in yet. Still early in the evening, but I wish you guys good luck. I did get the taste of plov. Happened to be delicious. With the brisket, happened to be delicious as well. And let me just leave it back out to you one more time, guys. Tell us where Main House is located so we can all go and try some yumminess today.
We're located in Mill Basin, which is southern Brooklyn, 6001 Strickland Avenue. We have parking everywhere. everywhere. Come on down. Enjoy some good brisket at our place.
What are the hours of operation?
We're open Monday through Thursday from noon to 10 o'clock and Sundays till 11.
That's amazing, guys. Good luck. Thank you so much for coming on the air. Good luck at Brisket King 2018.
Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com.
Turn-ins are happening, and they have happened for Judd's Memphis Kitchen with Bosch himself over here. Guys, how did it feel to compete in your first ever Brisket King competition?
So for me, it's my first. Bosch has already been a couple already.
Don't throw him under the bus just yet.
I came last year as a spectator, and I thought, I think I could do this as well. We have a good following, and I'm confident with my rub and with Bosch's expertise as well. He's been helping me out, and we did this together, and I think we have a great shot. And either way, we had a great time.
I think our product, very nice. I'm happy with what we turned in. Hush Puppy was light, fluffy, great flavor, great texture. Candied jalapeno, sweet, spicy, hit every part of your palate. The burnt end was, with Judd's rub on it, perfect. Just absolute perfect.
Now, when you came to Brisket King last year, you said you were walking around, you saw it. What did the competition mean to you? What does this event mean to you as somebody from the South who lives, breathes, and eats brisket and smoked foods?
To me, it just looks like it gave us as a kosher, in the kosher industry on the barbecue side, to be able to say, look, I think we can compete with this. I think that we have, our brothers in the non-kosher world that are doing this. I saw, they really are, we're all like-minded in a sense. And I thought, when I saw Bosch with Izzy last year, and I saw that was happening, and obviously Izzy won, I realized that we...
Obviously?
Obviously he won last year as of, I really was very determined to try it out this year as well.
I had a lot of fun.
And you've been rocking it out. You're actually doing some events right now, Bosch, coming up. I see that you're bringing your smokiness to people to enjoy as well.
Yep, I'm doing a bunch of pop-ups. We're right now booking something with T-Fusion to do some smoked meats, some sausage by T-Fusion. We're doing a pop-up by Brooklyn College tomorrow night for their end-of-the-year barbecue. And over the summer, we're going to be popping up. We're going to be rolling out with the smoker, rolling out with the trailer, and just doing what we do.
That's awesome. Now let's go back and talk about Judd's Memphis. You just had a pop-up the other week, which I was actually not in the Five Towns area that night, so I actually missed it. You're doing a lot of catering. I know there's something in the works. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it or not, opening up soon. Can you tell us a little bit about what you have up your sleeves?
So basically, we're going to be extremely busy in the summer like we were last year. A lot of the Five Towns all over New York City in general, pop-ups in Miami, pop-ups in different places across the country. Memphis.
Did someone say Miami?
Come on. We gotta love our Miami fans also, and we're working on...
Yes, I love our Miami, South Florida fans.
Yeah, and I think that... I don't have an exact date, but we're literally on the hinges of opening up something very special in Brooklyn. That's about all I can say right this second, but it's gonna be...
I'll keep my mouth quiet.
Yep, thank you.
Now, let me ask you a question. Catering. You're rocking it out with these catering events. How did you get started in catering? I know what you were doing. Then you're in the cart. People love the cart. But now every catered event that I go to that is, barbecue theme, grilled theme, whatever it is, you're there.
I mean, look, we have very loyal fans, and those fans are, they spread the word very well. We don't advertise pretty much anywhere, and we're just very appreciative that people like our food, and they in turn tell other people to hire us as well. And we just love people enjoying our food. That's it.
So before we get to where we could find you, Bosch, where can we find you on Instagram, Facebook, or how to get in touch if somebody wants to get you going with your briskets or smoky foods?
So I can either be hit up on Instagram at Bosch's Meat or on Facebook at Bosch Boschneck. Hit me up. We'll see what we can do. I'm always around.
And Judd, how are we getting in touch with you?
At Judd's Memphis, JUDDSMEMPHIS on Instagram and on Facebook. Follow us for all the latest news on everything Judd's.
That's amazing, guys. I wish you both the best of luck. I know you had your turners already. I tried it. You guys made me some. It was fantastic. Delicious. Yes, I did chicken out. I did not have with the can't have penny because I don't do spicy, everybody. As you know, my heartburn was acting up. But everything else was delicious and amazing. You guys rocked it out. Good luck. I know we did turn in. We're all waiting to see in a little bit who is Brisket King, champion of 2018. Peace out, everybody, and good luck.
Reisman's Bakery began as a family-owned and operated business over 50 years ago and is still a household icon for kosher food consumers across the nation. From our tantalizing rugelach and pastries to our world-famous hamantaschen, Reisman's Bakery offers a full line of specialty baked goods to satisfy the most discriminating palate. Reisman's Bakery is under the OU Kosher certification. Look for us at kosher fine retailers today and enjoy us with your family.
OMG, insane. You heard all the interviews. That was all done and recorded live last night at the Brisket King Championship competition. It was insane. Those guys were rocking it out. Let me tell you something. Yes, I was at Brisket King. I was invited as press media to come and report to the kosher world what was going on, and it was insane. There was great beers, great scotches and bourbons, great ryes, whiskeys, but unfortunately for me, I could only eat at three tables. The three tables were awesome. What Judd's Memphis Kitchen put out with Boshnak, Bosh's meat, was insane. These burnt ends on a cornbread like almost like a falafel bowl type of cornbread. It was insane, like a hush puppy, a cornbread hush puppy. Main House Barbecue, what they did with the brisket and plov. Love plov. Thank you, Brian Mermelstein. And then, of course, Joshua Masson from Nobo, his brisket ramen bowl. Insane, legit. But I was there till the end on Facebook Live with the winners and reading off who won. And unfortunately for the kosher community, we had a good run. We had a great showing last night, but the kosher community did not three-peat this year. But a huge mazel tov, a huge congratulations to Chef Joshua Masson coming in third place, his first time ever competing, participating at Brisket King, came in third place. Then the team from London came in second. And Cherry Street from Toronto, Cherry Street Barbecue from Toronto, came in first place as Brisket King 2018 champion. It was a lot of fun being there, met a lot of cool people, a lot of great pit bosses, pit masters, whatever you want to call it, was insane. A lot of fun. Had a great time. And just love going to, you know, kosher events and having these experiences. It was legit awesome. And that really wraps up the Brisket King 2018 talk. Meeting Jimmy Carbone was an amazing experience. Meeting the guys behind everything, it was just awesome. I want to thank everybody, like always, for keeping Kosher Guru and Kosher Guru Nation growing and growing, being at the premier eminent forefront in the kosher restaurant and foodie scene. Thank you very much, everybody out there. Thank you to my amazing team. Spielberg, Mrs. Kosher Guru, the CEO, the CFO, Avi, our website, Bookie, Bucky, amazing team member, everybody out there for keeping us growing and growing and growing. So everyone, rock on, peace out, have a good Shabbos, thank you, until next week.